winter is coming.
Why so serious?
There has been an awakening. The dark side. And the light.
Say my name.
Ben. Ben Kenobi?
You're goddamn right.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Supergirl Season 3, Episode 17. I'm really sorry I missed last week. I'm forgetting what happened. Something came up. Anyway, let's talk this week. Episode, it was okay. Everyone found out Lena was studying Sam. Everybody was mad. She found out about the deal. They came up with a plan to have Lena, Alex, and Cora go into that forest area to meet, to find Sam and get some intel. They all went to Kira's mind to find you. They realized they could get hurt. And they were vulnerable in the car. So they all went there. They found Sam. They also found Pinterest and, I wanted him to missing my... They found the other two world killers. They fought them, they found Sam, they found out where Sam's kryptonite, not kryptonite, Sam's fortress of solitude, they went there, before they went there, they got sucked out from the Cora's mind. They're all fine. But now they go there into the fortress, they get into this big fight. And two sub-world killers fought each other. They both died pretty easily, as a matter of fact. And then Cora got into a fight with Sam. There was a glimpse of Cora. Powers were on the fence, and she was weakened. Cora got away, Sam got away, and basically that's the episode. Now, let me interject a few things here. Cora was mad at Lena for keeping the secret. Everyone was mad at Lena. Lena said, hey, you didn't tell me about the old place. So, and she got Sam's consent, she felt she did nothing wrong, she called James, she tells James the truth, finally, James takes the episode to think about it, she asks James to go up, Lena also said she being Sam's a kryptonite and control her. So, Cora got upset about that. Cora, Supergirl acts and James and Gold to get her in the sword to see if she had kryptonite. He agrees. He introduced a little community cardinal. James gets to the board. We tell him how to get in. My name is James. With Matt Moran, he said he decided not to, but he likes to win. He said Lena doesn't have any kryptonite. So at the end of the episode, he tells Lena his guardian. She tells her the kryptonite was in Nexus. She made a kryptonite. So, yeah. The real question is Lena have more kryptonite? Even though she said She doesn't. I'm going to get us a no, because I want Lena to stay good. I don't want her to be evil. I know she's a loser. I know she's an excess bully. But I don't know. The Lena and Cole storyline I'm really enjoying. Sam and Ezrin, not so much. I don't know, there's something about Sam I'm not liking. It's really boring and not that interesting to me. Personally, I find David's news name much more interesting, but that's just me. The character Rain may be a little more interesting than the character Doom's name, but his name is Smallville, but whatever. Okay. Average episode, it's seen better, I've seen worse. I'll give this a C. I didn't have any really big problems with it. The two wood killers died pretty easily, but oh well. I don't know what's going to happen to Rain at the end of the season. I have a feeling they're going to save Sam somehow. And, yeah. I'm hoping Lena doesn't turn evil, but we'll see. So that would do it for the Super Cool Season 3 episode. I'll be back tomorrow to talk a little Flash. Not looking forward to it, but I'll see that tomorrow. But until then, this is Matt. Bye.